We do not have to question Jesus' intentions or wonder about what he is saying to us. He does not sneak. He does not hide his true nature. Jesus' voice is soft, but he speaks clearly. On the other hand, he always does preserve the element of mystery in our relationship with him, that he does not reveal everything to us at once, but he always builds on the good things that he has done already. He doesn't break down the walls that he has already built or break through the window. He comes in through the gate, or as he says elsewhere, he stands at the door and knocks. And if we open the door to him, then he offers us everything, the fullness of life. And what does he ask in return? That we open our hearts, that we give the fullness of our hearts over to him. And if you would be perfect, go sell all that you have, then come follow me. This Sunday is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. And it is also the day of prayer for vocations. There were many little things, big things, that came together to draw me to seminary. But the way in which Jesus spoke to me continually was when he was drawing me to make the leap to enter seminary, was through reading the Bible in adoration. And he had this uncanny way of drawing me to passages about shepherds and lambs. Abel was a shepherd at the beginning of life outside Eden, and it was his sacrifice that was acceptable. Moses was a shepherd for 40 years, the middle third of his life in the desert of Midian. King David was a shepherd. It was he who wrote the psalm that we heard today, "The Lord is my shepherd." St. Peter was asked, "Do you love me?" And when Peter said yes, the Lord told him, "Feed my sheep." I could go on. But above all, it is Jesus himself who is the good shepherd. And he called me to be a shepherd, to be a sign of the love of the good shepherd, a concrete sign that Jesus loves you. Jesus was fully God and fully man, and he continues to work through human beings, through chosen men, to continue his priestly work. The priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus, as John Vianney famously said. The love of the shepherd, especially for those who are troubled and abandoned, or especially for the one that has wandered from the 99. And Jesus did not choose me or any of the other priests because I was better. He didn't choose me because I was more virtuous. No, it is not I that have chosen Christ, but Christ that has chosen me and has given me everything that I have received. All that I have received is from the Father for the service of the church. And for all of us, in whatever vocation, you have been given many gifts. And above all, the gift of time, that Jesus speaks to each of you, calls each of you by name. And the Father has a plan for each of our lives. Every life is marked by time, two dates on your headstone. And I came to realize, as I was wrestling with my calling, that I only had one lifetime to do the will of God. And perhaps I did not earn the priesthood, but by the same token, if God had chosen me for this time and this place, as he has chosen all of us for this time and this place, and if he had chosen me for this vocation, then who was I to say no? The creator of the universe asks me to do something, then I suppose he has his reasons. I don't know why I was given a good family. I don't know why I was given the gift of faith and an education in that faith. I don't know why I grew up in a developed nation, never knowing hunger or war. I don't know why so many people in our world today don't have those things, don't know the truth of who they are, have not heard and encountered the voice of Jesus Christ to tell them that they are beloved and they are chosen. But I do know that these things that have been given to me are meant to be shared in imitation of Christ, who gave all that he had. Something that I've been asked many times in this diocese is, why does the Wichita Diocese have so many priests? Including Deacon Luke, looking forward to his ordination this year, and two new seminarians in the sanctuary today of Peter DeMarco and Abe Peralt. Give them a hand. Why do we have so many priests? I don't know, but I do trust that God has a good reason. It can be almost embarrassing, right? That a question I was presented with myself when my family moved to the Salina Diocese after my first year of seminary, that no doubt they have a greater need for priests, but yet God chooses each of us for a particular time and a particular place. And if he has chosen me to be here, then he has his reasons. And he has prepared a task specifically for each of you that only you can do. And I could not leave out the women's religious either, that we know that we need more religious vocations as well. That the church is feminine, and women religious show the beauty of the bride of Christ, show the love of Mother Church. In the first month of my priesthood, when I got to pray Mass with the Carmelite sisters in Valparaiso, Nebraska, it was a beautiful experience and a great blessing to that first month of my priesthood. I had a friend from college join them. Offering their prayers at the altar, there was no doubt that the one priesthood of Jesus Christ unites heaven and earth through the beauty of their vocation as well. And as those in our school can attest, many of them, and myself for sure, it's been wonderful having Sister Maria Cabrini in the school this year. That witness of her vocation of the love of God and the delight that he takes in his children. And that image of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and her love. Mary's heart, which was so attentive to the gifts of Jesus and the things that he was doing. So to any young ladies as well, if Jesus is calling you to be his bride, you will find no better husband. All of us are called to share the gifts that we have been given. So do not waste time on food that perishes, but do the work of God while it is still day. Store up treasure for eternal life. I think all of us, we have the question from the gospel today of whose voice are we more familiar with? The voice of Jesus or the voices of those thieves and robbers? Many today know the voices of those thieves and robbers that would lead us into sin or steal the light of Christ from us, the life of grace. Those more obvious robbers, thieves. But there are many voices more subtly that could steal our time or steal our confidence in the providence of God or steal our peace of mind. And so, not that we can't, you know, keep up with the news or even keep up with sports teams and all of these many different things, but of the voices that we're listening to, are we listening to the ones that call us by name most of all? And do we hear the voice of Christ through it all and what he is saying in the midst of all of it? Are we able to stay connected and keep an open ear to his voice in the midst of all these other voices? Our shepherd does not drive his sheep through fear. Perfect love casts out fear. He invites, and he will invite us to an ever greater gift of ourself in whatever vocation. And so we can turn down his invitation and still live a mediocre Christian life, still remain in the state of grace, perhaps. But there is always a great danger that if we turn down the invitation of the Good Shepherd and do not follow him farther out into new pastures to greater sacrificial love, then we will end up listening to the other voices of the thieves and robbers. We have all been given many gifts in this place, this time, and many of us have been given the gifts of a good family, the gifts of the love of this community. These gifts are not just for you. That Jesus always calls us to not only to follow him, but then in some way to imitate him. That as Jesus became a lamb, became one of the sheep, so we are called to become shepherds as well. And pray for those chosen specifically to be priests, to be shepherds as priests. Pray for myself, for all of our priests, for Deacon Luke as he prepares for his ordination, for those in preparation. And Jesus stands at the door and knocks. He stands at the gate. He is the gate by which we enter into eternal life, because he desires life for us, and he desires to give us his abundant life.